Political operative LaFonza Butler has long-time ties to Harris, Clinton, and Newsom. By Katherine Hamilton on October 2, 2023. U.S. Senate nominee LaFonza Butler is a long-time political operative with ties to Vice President Kamala Harris, failed 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and California Governor Gavin Newsom, the man who nominated her to fill the seat of the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA. Butler has been the president of pro-abortion Emily's List since 2021, a group that bankrolls the campaigns of pro-abortion female Democrat politicians to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. She has since announced that she will be stepping down in response to the nomination. The appointment of Butler, 44, fulfills Newsom's 2021 pledge to replace Feinstein with a black woman. Before becoming the first black woman to lead Emily's List, Butler served as director of public policy campaigns in North America for Airbnb. And before that, she was a partner at the political consulting firm SCRB, now called Bear Star Strategies, from January 2019 to September of 2020, according to her LinkedIn profile. A web archive from March of 2020 from the consulting firm's website also shows her listed as a partner. She was a partner at SCRB Strategies at a time when the political consulting firm's clients included Newsom and, now Vice President Kamala Harris, The Washington Post reported. Breitbart News reached out to Newsom's office asking if Butler ever directly consulted on any of his campaigns but did not receive a response by time of publication. Before joining Emily's List, a political organization dedicated to electing women to political office, she served as director of public policy and campaigns at Airbnb and partnered at the political consulting firm SCRB Strategies, now Bear Star Strategies, whose clients included Newsom, former Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf and then Senator Kamala Harris, the Los Angeles Times also confirmed. The firm is run by the governor's veteran strategists Ace Smith, Sean Clegg, and Juan Rodriguez. This is notably Newsom's second Senate appointment. After the 2020 election, Newsom appointed Alex Padilla, then California's Secretary of State, to succeed Kamala Harris following her election to the vice presidency. He and Newsom had a long relationship, with Padilla chairing Newsom's first campaign for governor in 2009. Newsom dropped out when former Governor Jerry Brown entered the race and instead ran for lieutenant governor, a job he held for 8 years. When he ran again for governor in 2018 in a competitive primary, Padilla endorsed him over other prominent Democrats, including former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Butler played a large role in Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign as senior advisor. Butler previously helped her shore up support from labor unions before Harris ran for California Attorney General and won in 2010, The Post reported. In her later role as president of Emily's List, Butler continued to assist Harris in her political ambitions. In June, Emily's List announced it would be dumping more than $10 million to prop up Vice President Kamala Harris during the 2024 election. Butler has also allegedly advised Harris on how to amplify her role as the White House's leading warrior against Republican-led laws protecting unborn babies from abortion, Axios reported. Since then, Harris has continued voicing her position that there would be no limits on abortion in the United States. Under Butler's leadership, Emily's List said it partnered with Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice America, now called Reproductive Freedom for All, during the 2022 midterms to raise and spend a historic $150 million. Open Secrets shows Emily's List made 100% of their total contributions in support of Democrats in the last federal election cycle. In 2016, Butler also served as senior advisor to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in California during the primary and general elections. Butler additionally endorsed Clinton's run while working as president of SEIU in 2015, California's largest labor organization. As president, Butler was the leading voice, strategist, and architect of efforts to address pay inequity for women in California and a top advocate for raising the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour, the first state in the nation to do so, benefiting millions of working women in low-wage jobs, according to Butler's bio on Emily's List. That effort also gave hundreds of thousands of home workers access to paid time off. She also served as an SEIU International Vice President and President of the SEIU California State Council. She has been a member of the University of California Board of Regents and a member of the Board of Directors for the Children's Defense Fund and Black Pack, according to the bio. Butler grew up in Magnolia, Mississippi, and attended one of the country's premier HBCUs, Jackson State University. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom touted on Monday, after nominating Butler, that she will be the first Black lesbian to openly serve in the U.S. Senate. Indeed, Butler has openly talked and posted about being a lesbian. As the San Francisco Chronicle reported, Butler is married to partner Nanicki Lee, with whom she shares an 8-year-old daughter, Nyla. Butler has a long social media history of calling pro-life activists and Republicans extremists for wanting to protect babies in the womb. She has also claimed that abortion bans are racist. Additionally, Butler, who is also an outspoken supporter of the transgender activist agenda, has claimed Republicans are attacking trans youth by passing laws that protect them from cross-sex hormones and sex-mutilating surgeries. According to Axios, Federal Election Commission records show Butler lives in Maryland. However, a spokesperson for Newsom said she is a longtime California resident and homeowner. Newsom's office said Butler will re-register as a California voter before being sworn in. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.